And as more states consider legalizing recreational marijuana, two new studies have found links between marijuana use and psychosis. The most recent, published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, found that marijuana edible users may face a greater risk of psychiatric side effects like hallucinations. The lead researcher in that study served as a consultant on a high-profile murder case 5 years ago when a Colorado man shot his wife to death and blamed an edible for his actions. Reporter Lori Jane Gleha from Rocky Mountain PBS has the story.
Spiraled barbed wire, layers of metal fencing, and a couple of tall, heavy gates surround the outside of the Bent County Correctional Facility in Las Animas, Colorado. It's where convicted killer Richard Kirk lived early on in his three-decade sentence for murdering his wife in 2014.
I know without any doubt that if I did not eat that marijuana, my wife and family would still be together today. I know that with a certainty.
He's wearing a baseball cap and black plastic glasses. He has a scruffy goatee. And he's eager to tell the story of his first encounter with a legal marijuana edible.
That was the worst decision I ever made in my life.
When Colorado first legalized recreational cannabis in 2014, Richard Kirk was addicted to Vicodin. He says he wanted an alternative to Vicodin for his back pain, so he tried a legal store-bought edible. He had had a pot brownie in college, but this was different. It took a while to kick in, like at least an hour, so he nibbled some more. And then things got weird.
I all of a sudden, almost instantaneously, just felt like this is a feeling I've never felt before.
I just lost myself. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what the threat was. I didn't know if I was the threat. I didn't know.
Kirk and his wife did have a history of financial and marital problems. He eventually pleaded guilty to second-degree murder before a jury ever had the chance to hear his edible defense in court. Whether you believe his story or not, Colorado regulators did make significant changes after the murder. They limited how much of the psychoactive ingredient, THC, each marijuana edible could contain, and restricted serving sizes.
How's it going? Hey, Jess.
Dr. Andrew Monti is a marijuana researcher and sits on the state's Retail Marijuana Public Health Advisory Committee. He has new evidence linking edibles to psychiatric complications.
Not everybody that takes an edible agent is going to have hallucinations. Many, many people do take it and take it safely, and so we need to understand and respect that. But again, the risk seems to be much higher for edible agents than it does for smoked agents.
Monti has conducted 10 studies since 2009 on cannabis and health. In his latest study, he examined about 2,600 marijuana-attributable patient visits to the emergency department at UC Health University of Colorado Hospital between 2012 and 2016. The number of those patient visits made up less than 1% of all visitors to the ER, but
there seemed to be a disproportionate number of visits associated with edible cannabis products compared to other products.
And acute psychiatric complications like hallucinations occurred at a greater rate for edible users when compared with patients who smoked the drug. Monti says the effects of edibles are, quote, unpredictable, and the risk seems to outstrip the benefits of their use. Dr. Monti also worked as a paid consultant for Kirk's defense team early in his case.
This gentleman had no history of any psychiatric disease. He ate a edible agent and unfortunately had incredibly bad delusions and killed his wife.
Dr. Carrie Franzen is an associate professor of clinical pharmacy at the University of Colorado. We asked her to explain why edibles may have a different effect on the body when compared to inhaled marijuana.
With edibles, there's a delay in getting the drug into the system because it has to be absorbed. That can take anywhere from 30 minutes to a few hours. And how much gets in can vary depending on what somebody ate that day, if they're on another drug. There's a lot of different factors.
In 2010, Dr. Franzen published the results of a cannabis study in the Netherlands, looking closely at the correlation between THC and symptoms of psychosis.
It seems that the risk is increased with the higher doses and the higher concentrations that are achieved in an individual.
While doctors warn of the potential unpredictability of edibles, Pot proponents say consumers have used them responsibly for years with few problems. Richard Kirk says he's interested in learning more about new research, but he knows he won't be getting out of prison anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Lori Jane Gliha, Denver, Colorado.